Lesson 5, Servant and Child of the Most High God. This week could be a little tricky to get across to the kids what you're really trying to say to them. So really do some praying about how to minister this to your children. Servant and child. You know, there are stories in the Bible that we could have used, but I thought Jesus was the best example of being the child of God, but the servant of God. He's so clearly determined to not do what he wants to do. Well, that sounds like a servant has to do what their master wants. A servant doesn't argue. A servant follows. A servant doesn't make their own way. A servant waits. A servant serves. Whereas a child, you know, a child can become pretty spoiled knowing that their parents love them, knowing that they really could get by without doing the dishes or could get by without, they might get in trouble, but they're not going to be cast out if they don't do what's right. You know, a child knows their position. A child is loved unconditionally. A child loves their parents. A child should honor their parent. So to compare these, you can really say that God has made us children, but we choose to be a servant. Jesus chose to do what his father wanted, like a servant. You know, I thought the prodigal son was a good Bible story for this week because they kind of show the comparison between acting like a servant and acting like a son. The prodigal son, he knew his place. I mean, he knew he could get that money and he could go live any way he wanted, and that's what he did. He didn't choose to honor what his father wanted. He didn't choose to do things his father's way, and he didn't choose at first to serve his father. So he was sort of a son only, not a servant in the beginning. But the other son was more of a servant only and not acting like a son. He acted like he was just a servant. He said, Have I served you for nothing? When all along, his father's inheritance belonged to him. I mean, he could have killed the fatted calf and had that any day he wanted to, but he wasn't acting like a son. He was only acting like a servant. So it's important for our kids to understand, yes, we are children of God, but we choose to be servants. We choose to do what God wants us to do. I think it's a great thing for the kids to realize that Jesus was just their age when he said this, Luke 2. He was about their age when he said to his parents, "How is it that you had to look for me? Did you not see and know that it's necessary as a duty for me to be in my father's house and occupied about my father's business?" I know this is to do a memory verse, and the Amplified can be challenging for some of your younger kids, but it's important that they realize that Jesus was so determined to do what his father wanted. He was like a servant, and yet this is his father. So I thought this verse really encompassed servant and child. It is necessary for me to be about my father's business. This is not just any business. This is my father's business, which makes it my business. You can use some natural things to teach your children about this. Talk about a company who their business has a father that runs the business, and he's got sons and daughters that work in the business with him, and he might need somebody to go and work in the lowliest department. There may be some problems down in the maintenance department or down in some department that you would think, well, the owner of the company shouldn't be picking up trash. But yet there might be a problem there that the father needs somebody down there seeing what's going on. And so for a time, this son or daughter, they go work in the worst possible job at that company. Why? Not because they need to be picking up trash as the leaders of the company. No, because it serves their father for them to go work in that position. So, yes, they're children, and yet they become servants to their father, servants to that mission. So you could say to our kids, we're led like a servant, but He's made us His children. We're not just servants, and yet we choose to be more than children. We choose to serve our Father wholeheartedly and to obey Him as though we were His servants, as though we were His slaves. But everything our Father has is ours. We're His kids and He's our daddy. You want to leave them with that thought. He is my daddy. I'm a servant and child of the Most High God.